marry that when a boy becomes bar mitzvah, the father says, Baruch Shepterani Mionchel Shelzeh. Usually it's done when he gets his first aliyah or he reads from the Torah. The source of this bracha is actually found in a medrash. It's in Bereishis Rabbah, in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, on the pasuk Vayigdulu Ani'arim. So it says, Vayesav, Ish Said, Ish Sadev, Yaakov, Ish Tam Yoshev Alim. So the medrash says, until they were 13, you couldn't really tell the difference. They both went to school. They both did the same things, Yaakov and Esav. And then once they became 13, Vayigdulu Ani'arim, each one went in a very different path. So therefore, a person has to invest in his children, in training them and in educating them until they're 13. And then he says, Baruch Shepterani Mionchel Shelzeh. Obviously, it doesn't mean that a person doesn't invest in his children after they turn 13. But that's the source of this bracha. So that leads, the very fact that this is the source leads to one interesting discussion, which is, what kind of a bracha is this exactly? Several Rishonim quote that one makes a formal bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shepterani Mionchel Shelzeh. That's how we make brachas in general. The Rama writes in the Darkei Moshe, this bracha is not in the Gemara. I'm not comfortable making brachas that are not in the Gemara. So better to say without Shem Hashem. And that's the common midah. Baruch Shep Tarani Moshe Shalzeh. That's what he writes in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Chaf Hei. There are Achronim who argue and say, we do find examples of brachas that we make which are not mentioned in the Gemara. So the fact that's not in the Gemara, and it's mentioned in Chazal, it's in a Medrash, and the Gra paskin l'alacha to make the bracha with Shem Malchus, and the Gra's opinion is either accepted or at least mentioned in many of the classic halachas farim, L'chai Yodam, the Kisr Shulchan Aruch, Aruch HaShulchan, Mishnah Berurah, and there are many Gdolim apparently who did make the full-fledged bracha, but as mentioned, the common custom is to say without Shem Malchus, like the Psak of the Ramah. And there are many poskim as well who say that is the proper thing to do. In terms of understanding better the reason for this bracha, so the Magen Avraham writes, quoted the Mishnah Berurah, and this is the conventional explanation of the bracha, that a father is required to be mechanech his son, and if he does not live up to his full-fledged responsibility, so he's held accountable for that. So then when the son turns 13, so the son takes on a much higher level of responsibility for himself. So at that point, hopefully having successfully completed his job, the father is able to say, Baruch Shepterani, Mianshul Shelzeh. He's not going to be held accountable anymore for failing to fulfill his obligations. Hopefully he did fulfill his obligations. There is a little bit of an opposite pshat, which the Magen Avraham also mentions, which is known as the opinion of the Levush, who says as follows, that the Gemara mentions that it's possible in certain circumstances, Rahman al-Islam, for young children to be punished or even killed as a result of their parents' sins. So, Baruch Shepterani Mionchel Shelzeh, that now the father is no longer going to have this weighing on him, that maybe his children will be punished on his account, in which case that would be a horrible thing in its own right, and then he would be held accountable for the fact that not only did he do whatever he did that caused his children to get punished, but his children got punished on his account, and that's an additional chiyuv for him. So, Baruch Shepterani Mionchel Shelzeh. The first explanation is the more common. In the Shud B'Tzalach Chachma, he says an interesting nafka min al-alacha between the two reasons. What about a situation where a person, let's say, adopts a child or raises a child that's not his own biological child? So then, we wouldn't say that the child is going to get punished on account of the father's sins. Not really his father. On the other hand, if you're talking about an obligation of chinuch, then if you're raising the child, you have an obligation of chinuch. And then he says, therefore he says, since the main reason is the reason first advanced by the Magen Avraham, so therefore in that case a person would make the bracha. Anyway, we're not going to say without Shem Malchus. So he says a person in that situation would make the bracha, even though it's not his biological son, he would say, Baruch Shepterani Mionchel Shelzeh. What about for a daughter? If the issue is chinuch, so lechara, a person is supposed to be mechanech his daughters. But nonetheless, the Medrash talks about Ben, and many of the Mefarshim and Poskim understood that it means Ben, as opposed to Bas. So then they struggled to figure out why you wouldn't make it for a daughter. So the Prima Gadim suggests maybe really there's no obligation of Chinuch for daughters. A little bit hard to stomach, but he quotes Makaris in that vein. And some Poskim explain, you are responsible to train your daughters, but it's Midin Tochacha, not Midin Chinuch. It's a different din. So therefore there wouldn't be such a bracha. Again, a little bit hard to understand. There is a commentary in the Medrash, Radal, Rav David Luria, so he suggests that it's not about being mechanech for mitzvahs, it's about being mechanech for godless b'torah. So that's specifically for sons as opposed to daughters, and therefore the bracha applies only to sons as opposed to daughters. Interestingly enough, Rav Vad Yosef and Yabi Omer, Vav Chavtes, says no, that the reason for the bracha is because of chinuch. Chinuch for a life of Torah mitzvahs. And bottom line, a person is required to train to be mechanech his daughters. So therefore, la halacha, a person should make it for daughters also. That's his psak, la halacha. I haven't seen people do that, at least in our circles, as far as I know. I'm not sure. Maybe people do, and I'm not aware. Make it for your daughters? No? Maybe Sfarim do, followers of Rav Avadya, what's that? Maybe it's a din in the public, the publicity, that people in a public forum, they express the fact that they're chayv in mitzvahs, so maybe that's, I saw that quoted as well, another possible suggestion. Have a great day, and...